More protests are expected in the Lebanese capital, Beirut, today after demonstrations over the weekend following the massive explosion in the city's port last week. Two government ministers have already resigned, the crisis provoking a major political confrontation and controversy in the country. We can talk to Belle True, Middle East correspondent from the UK Independent. Belle, thanks for taking our call this morning. What's the mood like in the city after these weekend of demonstrations? Some of which involve clashes between police and protesters?
Well, I think the mood definitely can be summarised in one word, which is anger. Everyone is angry, not just at the government because of the actual blast itself, which seems to have been basically due to negligence, but also for the complete lack of response from the authorities after the blast basically destroyed swathes of Beirut. Certainly when I've been wandering around the most devastated areas, I haven't seen really any government presence. There's been some security forces ushering people from here to there. But otherwise, the cleanup operation, the operation to try and rehome people, has all been done by volunteers, local initiatives, activist groups, example. So this, is just adding to the rage that people already had against the ruling elite, that they see to be very, very corrupt and responsible for an unprecedented financial crisis that had already ravaged Lebanon before the blast took out swathes of the capital. So certainly here, you know, anger from all sides of the country is very, very strong. I mean, I was literally talking to the firefighting department this morning, who are furious as well because they feel like their firefighters were sent to their deaths because they weren't given full information about what was in that warehouse. Mm. So it's literally everyone is angry here.
And the scale of the devastation and the numbers who have been made homeless by this blast, what is the scale of the challenge that needs to be addressed here? Because we see international donors pledging hundreds of millions of euro. Is that going to be sufficient to the task?
Well, from what we know from the authorities, there are maybe 300,000 homes who've been impacted, people made homeless by this blast. Certainly when you go through, you know, the most hard hit areas of Beirut, you can see that there's whole swathes of neighbourhoods which are not livable in. Now, it doesn't seem that the government has actually launched an initiative to be able to house people. Instead, this has been done, as I said, by local initiatives. But this is all a temporary fix. You know, there are some organisations that have found people, you know, homes for maybe a month, or literally people opening up their flats, their spare rooms, their sofas. This is not a long-term solution. You've got, you know, thousands of people who need to be properly long-term housed, and also the businesses that are destroyed, whole livelihoods are being impacted about this. So really, I mean, it's a lot of money that has been pledged, but whether or not it will be enough is yet to be seen. And also, of course, people here are very concerned that money will go straight into the pockets of the very government that they believe to be corrupt and behind this. So there's a lot of worry that unless there's proper international oversight, that money will just be squandered once again.
And what about the response of the authorities? Demonstrations over the weekend and demonstrators being fired on with plastic bullets by police.
Yeah, so this is also, again, adding to the mounting anger is the fact that, you know, demonstrators did take to the streets in absolute fury. I mean, they literally hung nooses from wooden platforms and effigies of different political leaders, whether it was, you know, government officials or leaders in Lebanese militant group Hezbollah. But, you know, obviously these were met with security forces. I was there in the streets. They were firing rubber bullets, lots and lots of tear gas, beating protesters who were, you know, throwing back sort of rocks and glass, and who actually managed to occupy the Lebanese foreign ministry and briefly other ministries as well in rage. So that has only added to the anger on the streets because of the sort of heavy-handed response from the security forces and the lack of, you know, attention to those who have been impacted by this blast, by the authorities themselves.
And are there signs, finally, Belle, that international aid, particularly government aid, will be linked to political reform?
Well, there's definitely been statements made during the international donor conference that, you know, this will have to go straight to the people. In fact, the final statement said it would be directly delivered to the Lebanese population with utmost efficiency and transparency. And there have been calls for credible and independent investigation into the explosion. The head of the International Monetary Fund, that has offered to double its support to Lebanon, has also warned that the country will not get those loans unless it reforms its governments and its institutions. There have been promises that all that money will be funneled to the ground through NGOs and the United Nations, but that hasn't really assuaged fears here, particularly given that a lot of the UN agencies have to work with the government closely in order to be able to operate on the ground. So, and you know, really the government has been begging for money for months. and has not been given it because of corruption. And now people here sort of feel like, you know, over hundreds of people have been killed, and now the government gets 250, you know, million euros. And they're just worried that's going to go straight into their pockets and not to the ground.
All right. Very good. Belle True from the London Independent in Beirut for us this morning. Thank you very much indeed for that.